Great morning. So now let's get into one of our affirmations. Today, this one is by Alex L. Self-care is showing up for yourself like you do for others. Self-care is honoring the boundaries you've set for yourself. Self-care is releasing the habit of overextending in ways that are unhealthy and draining. Today, I really want to talk to you about self-care, of course, but particularly I want to talk about how I learned that I needed to really shift my mental thinking in order to shift my body. So a few months ago, I was supposed to go to an event. And this event was in a whole nother state. I worked really hard to do everything I could to get to this event. Mind you, this event was a business event hosted by my millionaire mentor. And I really wanted to go so bad. But I knew that in order to go, it was a lot of things that were riding on it. It was during a time where it was like the busiest time of the year for us as beauty professionals. The holiday season is super crazy because we have clients that want to get in. They're gifting family members. And so the pressure of making money was on me. Also, I just really wanted to get clients in. I wanted to make sure I pleased them. I didn't want to leave out of town and not service every single person. I wanted to make sure that was in order. Also, I really just booked my days to where I was working, you know, 6 days in a row, 4 days in a row. And mind you, my days are normally 12 hours. So putting that much on a body is a lot, especially when you just go home and, you know, you're still a mom. You are getting in bed, waking up, doing the same thing over, not really taking care of yourself. And so, lo and behold, 2 days before that event, I started feeling pain in my chest and I didn't know what was going on. It was just this pain that was happening. And I use CBD in my spa. So I was like, you know what? I'll just, you know, take some CBD. I'll just rub the cream on my back. I'm going to be good. So it was a temporary fix for 2 days. And then when I got to the morning of my flight, I woke up. My chest was in excruciating pain. I went to the bathroom. My entire rib on my right side was swollen to the point where you could see, like, my skin was swollen, but you could see my ribs through the swelling. And I said, oh, no, 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 because I didn't know if it was, you know, a muscle swelling or if it was an internal organ through my ribs swelling. So I said, you know what? I'm going to have to cancel my flight. I had a driver that was going to take me. I said, no, we're going to have to reschedule. I can't go to this flight. Luckily, I booked travel insurance. So, you know, I got my money. I didn't get it back, but I got a credit for the airline. And so I went to the hospital and they told me that I was overworking myself. I wasn't taking the proper time to balance my body. And, you know, I had major swelling. So they ended up putting me on a muscle relaxer as well as lidocaine patches, and they really went overboard. Like, they gave me a lot of stuff. I couldn't drive. The medication knocked me out. And so that day I was super pissed. Like, I kept logging on social media and I was seeing everyone at this event and I was just upset because I'm like, I've worked so hard to qualify to be at this event. And I've worked hard in my business so that I had everything in order. And this goes back to my last episode where I talked about preparation and obedience, right? I prepared everything so that nothing would be wrong. But then I wasn't obedient because my body was telling me, no, you need to relax. And mind you, the part I didn't tell you is that I have been receiving this message, this internal message, that I need to no longer take clients because currently we're booked to capacity. I am focused on building my team. And so I had this message that was like, no more clients. You need to shut it off. You need to just close your client list, only take the clients you have now. And then you need to begin pushing these people to your team. And I kept having this message and I kept telling my team, this is what's going to happen. I even told my office manager, this is what's going to happen. However, I didn't step out of the way because I had people come to me and I'd be like, oh, I can take this one, or I can take this one, or I could take this one. And I don't think I was operating out of a place of desperation because, you know, financially our business is doing phenomenal. My team is growing. You know, I'm able to pay my staff. I'm able to pay my bills. I'm able to invest in other ventures. Products are flying off the shelves. You know, I'm grateful. I'm appreciative. I am so happy and so grateful. I have been claiming it all year. You know, I have my affirmation where I state my affirmation of I am so happy and so grateful that I now earn over $15,000 every single month, you know. And so I say my affirmations and I am seeing them come into fruition. And so I can't tell you if it was a place of desperation or a place of just greed, but I can tell you that my mental wasn't there. Mentally, I was just like, oh, it's fine. I'll be good. But physically, my body was not in alignment. My mental self-care was off. My mental self-care was operating from a place of, you know, just do this, you know, just take this one person because you don't want to make them mad or you don't want to piss them off or, you know, just do this to please that person, right? And so because of that mental weakness where I feel that if I'm not doing it, no one else can do it right. Or if I'm not doing it, they're going to be upset. You know, I started really affecting everything else. Because when I say it, my team is like, oh, well, we're just going to follow along what she says. But see, that small voice, that small vision, that vision and that voice that was telling me it's time to close it off, I wasn't obedient to it. And because of that, my body began falling out of whack. My mental weakness began showing in my body. And now, after being forced to be in the bed, after being forced to relax, after being forced to not have something that I worked so hard for and that meant so much to me, now I see that the universe, you know, if you don't believe in God, then the universe, because I believe in God, but I know that that was that piece to me, right? That law of attraction portion, you know, you're always attracting things. Because I was operating out of a place of not having faith that event would happen, because I was operating out of a lack of faith that everything would work itself out, I overworked myself. And I went against the very voice that was telling me what to do. I was disobedient to it. And then that's when things started happening to my body. You have to be obedient. And I have to tell myself this all the time, like, you have to be obedient to it. You may not agree with it or you may not understand it at the time when you hear it, but that's that key where you need to have faith and trust it. And so now I am absolutely listening and following that voice and understanding that self-care is not getting a facial. Self-care is not getting a massage. Self-care is not getting your nails done. Self-care is not, you know, making sure that you look amazing every time you go out. That's not self-care. Self-care begins in the mind. Self-care begins in what you feed yourself every morning, what you read, what you allow to pass through your ear gates, what you allow yourself to speak, what you allow yourself to watch. You know, it's having the discipline to mentally listen to those voices, that small voice that is telling you the direction to go. That's self-care. Because when you are able to control your mind, which is the most powerful piece on your body, you are able to allow everything else to fall in line. Your brain is so powerful that you can literally heal your body simply by thinking positively, simply by speaking and saying, sending love to your heart. If you're having pain in your chest, speaking love to your heart. Sending love to your places of ailment and your places where you're not feeling okay. You can literally heal your body simply by using your mind. So I hope you guys enjoyed the past 10 minutes of us speaking. I really love these episodes, giving you guys just some beauty boss therapy to help you as you go along your day, as you go and touch the people and heal the world. We really need to have more healing for ourselves. Every morning, I just feed myself. I listen to my audiobooks. I listen to my mentorship call. And I really just feed my mind every single day before I go out into this world. Okay. You really want to make sure that you are at a place of peace before you go out and touch other people. Because what happens is, as you go out and you start to touch people in this world, you realize that people come into your business and they may be dealing with all types of things that you can't control. Because the world is, you know, the world has so much external noise. So you want to be able to calm your body so that you can help to pass on that positivity and calm your clients. That is how you get them to continue to come back, because they know that they're getting not just self-care, but they're getting that healing from you. So, all right, guys, if you love today's episode, make sure that you comment, send me your messages. I want to hear what you guys want to hear. And if you didn't catch the affirmation, just listen to the beginning again, speak the affirmation to yourself, and I will see you guys in the next episode.